You are listening to The Pulse, Rod Murray's e-learning tech podcast, number 119.
Hi, this is Rod Murray. Welcome back. That was a clip from Concerto No. 4 in G minor, the Winter Concerto by Vivaldi. As usual, I'll play the full song at the end of my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. The Winter Concerto seems very appropriate with this very cold winter we've had lately. Let's look forward to spring. This podcast is sponsored by Inside Higher Ed, the online source for news, opinion, and jobs for all of higher education. I also invite you to follow me on Twitter. My handle is RodsPods. As always, I post the links to all the resources we discuss on my show notes at www.rodspulsepodcast.com. Well, let's move on to my main topic today. I interview Claudia Reuter. She's the founder and CEO of School Chapters Incorporated. The product that we'll be talking about is Provaloo. It's an integrated e-portfolio system for higher education. We talk about what Provaloo is used for. It's both an institutional and a student-facing e-portfolio system. We'll talk about its integration with learning management systems, its support for mobile devices, and also social media. A very interesting twist. So without further ado, here's my interview with Claudia Reuter. Claudia, thanks so much for agreeing to speak with me today about the School Chapters and your product.
Thank you for having me here. I'm excited to speak with you.
The first question I have is, how do you pronounce Provaloo or Provaloo?
It's Provaloo. Provaloo is a mashup of proving your value, essentially. Our company is called School Chapters, and we're focused on helping individuals and educators share their stories. And we rebranded a solution for higher ed called Provaloo, just as a fun way to keep students engaged.
Very good. Yeah, of course, I was looking at your website, and I saw all the sort of the bullet points about what Provaloo does, but of course I wanted to hear it from you. I guess the first question I have, I've interviewed others about other e-portfolio products, and I know the first thing I think about is this a student-centered or an institution-centered product, or both?
It is both. We've found that in order to be successful, we need to take into consideration the needs of the instructors and institutions for reporting and data collection on their end. But it really has very little value to the student if it's not a portable data system that then they can showcase with others, use for employment. And we've just recently introduced more ways to share via social networks like Facebook to really keep students engaged inside and outside the classroom.
Yes, that's interesting. I also noticed that there's some sort of an integration with LinkedIn, and that was intriguing to me because LinkedIn these days seems to be the way that people, you know, share their resume, and I could see how this might be a great connection for students. How does that work?
Yeah, we actually decided early on that in order to really provide value to our users, we simply weren't going to be able to replace all the social networks that are out there and instead need to leverage the tools and technology that people are already using. So with LinkedIn, you're able to, from your School Chapters account, make an update to your profile directly from School Chapters. You can post information into a group that you're in, whether that's a private group that you design with your peers or a public group that you might already be a member in. And you can also just share it individually via email with your contacts on LinkedIn. So it's just a way to keep students mindful of that the work they're doing within their academic program most likely has relevance to them in the greater employment community. And we've also just introduced sharing on more peer-based social networks like Facebook, where you can now actually take an artifact or a photo that you're particularly proud of, for example, and share that right directly to your Facebook post. So again, keeping in mind how an e-portfolio can be used for employability and for that professional export of your data and information, but also how it can keep you engaged with your peers and really collaborating and sharing in environments you're already familiar with.
That sounds like a really good approach. One thing I normally ask at the beginning of these interviews is how this product and how your company got started, because we investigated ePortfolios probably two or more years, actually more than that. We started looking into them. And to be honest, I hadn't run across your product until recently. So tell us a little bit about your company, how all this got started.
Sure. I actually started the company focused more on, and we still continue to be extremely passionate about our users in early childhood education. We originally built the software architecture is designed with the idea that an early childhood or elementary school age teacher essentially needs to gather data about students and needs to be able to share data for processes like accreditation. So essentially, they're building out multiple portfolios a year, multiple individual portfolios and a class-centered or program portfolio. And as you can imagine, it's quite a bit of, it's hard enough to build your own individual portfolio, but to build 20 or 30 individual portfolios for reporting and parent communication has its own set of challenges. So the way that we design the system architecture allows you to take any artifact and multi-tag it. So you might have one photo or artifact that's related to three different child portfolios and to your classroom portfolio for accreditation. Well, long story short, we have quite a bit of support in that community. We've been working with the National Association for the Education of Young Children for several years now. And over time, we found that over 20% of our clients were actually child development centers or lab schools on in university settings. And a number of them started coming to us and saying, we're out on the campus with our higher ed students, and we don't have software that's this easy to use that we're using down here at the center. Is there any chance you can bring this to higher ed? And so that's what prompted me in 2011 to start exploring ways to expand on our offerings and look at ways to just modify it for a different user's experience, but leveraging the same platform architecture. And so we really launched into higher ed through a series of pilots over the last year and a half. And we just recently really honed a lot of our integration elements with multiple LMSs and became a premier partner of Blackboard most recently to really provide the resources that these individuals in education, higher ed, were asking for. And now we're seeing expansion to many other areas in higher ed, ranging from fine arts to introduction courses, campus success seminars, criminal justice. So it's been a really exciting opportunity to see how I think this is an example of the way that we design the software from an architecture standpoint is what's actually meeting the needs of the market right now.
U Sciences is a Blackboard school in terms of full disclosure here. And in fact, we hosted the Blackboard's Never Stop Learning Tour in December. And I was happy to see you there. Because we are a Blackboard school, one of the first questions I ask is how well you integrate with Blackboard. And certainly single sign-on is almost a must these days. You know, we need to get away from having to worry about resetting passwords on multiple systems and so on. So I understand that you have single sign-on. How else is your product integrated with Blackboard?
Well, it's really exciting. So yes, through our building block, we have single sign-on. We also have gradebook integration. So if you are grading or assessing a student on a rubric where we have the value rubrics preloaded, for example, we also have a rubric, custom rubric editor and import functionality in our system. But if you make those decisions in school chapters, you can actually import them back into your grade center within Blackboard. But what's really exciting is that we've also just recently deepened our integration capabilities through the building block. So you're now, in addition to having single sign-on, gradebook integration, you also have a seamless interaction between assignments. So assignments that are created in Blackboard are seamlessly, you're able to go right into school chapters with them. And we've also got content, the ability to pull specific content items that you've already uploaded into Blackboard into your school chapters, Hulu portfolio, which really helps give students a cloud-based storage system that's completely autonomous. You know, people talk a lot about solutions out there like Box or Dropbox. And sometimes when we talk about an e-portfolio, we think of them in terms of a collection of artifacts. And what's really neat about School Chapters is that you have the capacity to essentially give every student unlimited file storage that goes with them wherever they go, when they're done with your institution or they go on to their complete different areas in their career. They always have this online access to all the work that they've done, and they can continue to upload to it, but you can get the data you need back in your system.
That kind of integration with Blackboard is certainly valuable, and I know not all the portfolio products offer that. The other thing that was sort of intriguing to me was on your website, you mentioned lesson planning and course management. I'm guessing refers to the integration you're just talking about, but it, you know, the thought occurred to me, is this like an LMS? I mean, does it have to work within an LMS?
No, it is a standalone product. And we do have some cases where we're in, you know, for example, one of the alternate route to teacher certification programs that's run through the Department of Higher Ed here, they simply don't use an LMS. And so to a certain extent, we take on that function in terms of, yes, we have a way to manage courses and students, but our real core benefit is integrating with solutions you already have. So yes, you can use this as a standalone, but the reality is that's not what it's designed to do. The design of this is about how do you make sure that students have a safe, secure place to store all of their artifacts, evidence of learning, their experiences that they're having inside and outside the classroom, but also integrate that back into systems that you're already using. Our API also enables us to integrate directly with your SIS. So you can have a dual integration with your SIS, for example, like Oracle, PeopleSoft, and your Blackboard, just as an example in terms of what data you want to share and in what areas. But when we talk about course management and rubrics and those types of features within School Chapters, we're still talking about them in the context of how do they ultimately inform the portfolio. So an assignment, you know, especially in programs like teaching, for example, there's certain assignments that are developed that are related to key assessment standards. That's just a very easy thing to do in School Chapters. So that's where sometimes, you know, when the LMS wasn't necessarily designed first and foremost with that type of functionality in mind, we just provide a really nice complement to what you're already doing. So you can create an assignment, quickly tag it to multiple sets of criteria, incorporate a rubric, one of the value rubrics, for example, or one that you've developed within your department really easily, and give your students a simple way to upload that evidence of learning in the context of that assignment and rubric. And the instructor is able to do a one-click grading on it. But ultimately, you know, that's just part of their academic story that ultimately goes back into the LMS for reporting. So yes, it's standalone. Yes, you can do a ton of reporting in School Chapters, and there's a lot of sophisticated features, some of which overlap with the LMS in some ways, but the reality is it was designed to complement it, which I think is what we're hopefully doing a really good job of right now. Just like, for example, Blackboard has a portfolio, and I'm sure it's meeting the needs of some clients, and so this is just meant for a certain subset of people who need these additional pieces of functionality and the real portability of that student data.
Traditionally, the Blackboard portfolio product wasn't very good. I think they admit to that. So on your website, you mentioned standards-based teacher portfolios. Now, does that imply that clients can use your product for instructor portfolios for promotion and tenure?
Yeah, so the account structure within School Chapters is essentially a traditional hierarchy. So you can have an administrator, a teacher, students, teacher assistant, et cetera, that mirrors your roles and other systems you're already using. But our system gives the same type of privileges across up that tree as well. So an individual instructor can actually make their own portfolio aligned to standards that are either preloaded as part of the departmental or program-wide implementation, or there's actually a tool where they can actually create their own set of standards at any point. And by standard, we're using a term kind of interchangeably. You can just as easily set it up with core competencies, institutional outcomes. And so then it becomes its own area that the instructor can start to demonstrate what's going on in their program. And we do have examples of some programs who have actually, the instructors have used it to report for their accreditation process on their SPA, for example. But in the K-12 level, you have teachers using us to design assignments based on units and then building the portfolios about each individual student in conjunction with showing how their core curriculum and assignments are related to standards, for example, like the Common Core. So it's really this plug and play tool to decide what set of standards or core competencies you want to incorporate and then how you want to align evidence and individual users to those.
When I think of these products, which can become quite complex, we've got the student evidence portfolios. We have now potential teacher portfolios for promotion and tenure. And then we have a system to manage accreditation, which are, you know, the institutional-centered piece of that. Does a client of yours then get all of these pieces? Is it one price for everything? And in terms of how it looks on your system, is it very well integrated so they don't have to learn like two or three different kinds of systems?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in terms of the integration, the look and feel for an instructor, for example, is almost identical to the look and feel for a student. It's a flat UI with responsive design. The goal is to have minimal clicking, for example, you know, around the site. And the difference in functionality is simply the capacity for tiered reporting. And, you know, obviously there's certain features that depending on your level, you're getting access to that a student wouldn't necessarily have access to. In terms of pricing, we have a number of different options we're happy to discuss with people individually. We have options to purchase on an FTE model for the institution as a whole and roll it out that way. We also have options to purchase at a departmental level or even down to a class level. If an individual teacher wants to have her students use it, they can even make it a course requirement and have students actually make that decision and purchase it through the bookstore. So we really work with our customers to come up with the way that they want to purchase the solution. And in part, we were talking to a college president recently about this, that there's a philosophical underpinning to this also. It's not just us saying, hey, any pricing you want is out there. There's differences in philosophy right now on should the e-portfolio be institution-owned or is that e-portfolio student-owned? And so we're trying to accommodate some of the different philosophical leanings of different academic programs that are out there right now by giving everyone that flexibility within our system.
Getting back to a moment for college accreditation, how does that work? Is it easy to import the standards?
Yeah, for example, if you're like, there's a program here, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, you know, if you're going through NCAP accreditation, for example, there's a key set of standards that you are trying to gather evidence to show how your program or department meets certain standards. School chapters just makes that process very easy. And this actually goes back to where we started in early childhood, where it's the same exact process, just on a smaller scale. You have a set of key criteria that you go through a process of self-study, which many accrediting bodies refer to as a portfolio building process in self-study. This is where this word e-portfolio has many meanings to different people, and we're kind of encompassing most of them. The concept of, okay, how do I show that I have policies in place that ensure, you know, there's communication with families or that students have opportunities to learn community service, whatever the core standard is. In the process of self-study, you're reflecting on what you currently are doing in your program. You're seeking out examples of evidence in support of that. And then the idea is that when you actually look at that piece of evidence, you say, aha, maybe I could be doing something better. And then you're in a process of continuous improvement. And with school chapters, you're able to take those artifacts, align them to those key criteria, and the system actually tracks it for you because we know you're going to be doing this over a relatively long period of time. And it's not something you're thinking about every single moment of your life. And so rather than going back into a conference room and looking through a number of file folders or binders to kind of remember where you left off, we give you really simple color-coded flagging that reminds you, you know, you're all red on this particular standard, meaning you don't have any evidence yet. This standard too is yellow, meaning you've partially met it. Maybe you want to dig in there and see what's missing. When you see green in school chapters, which is why in higher ed, Prove Blue is bright green, green means you've got it. You've got evidence in support of that particular criteria or standard. And when you're ready, we actually not only present a website view of what your work is, we actually, for any set of standards in the system, whether they're designed by the institution, whether they're part of an accreditation system, or whether they're designed by an individual for a simple, you know, success plan, The system keeps track of it with color-coded reporting and then generates multiple PDF files that have an embedded table of contents automatically with those evidence of work, those photos, documents, mission statements, whatever they happen to be, aligned to the standards in PDFs. So you can have one user who has a master portfolio that's this wonderful website that they can post information onto LinkedIn and share artifacts on Facebook and present this website to their peers. They also have, in any all reality, they could have 20, 30, 40 mini portfolios of their work aligned to standards. And in the case of higher up in the institution, they could have one massive portfolio that is aligned to standards for accreditation. We've had people build portfolios that are well over 1,000 pages just on one subset within school chapters. So we've seen it all, and it's really exciting to look at it holistically, an ePortfolio solution as a data system, a standards-based alignment tool, a reporting engine, and a final showcase.
That's a really good summing up, I think, of your product, and we are almost out of time. So I did have a question about, does the product support mobile devices? Mobile is becoming so important these days.
Yes, I hope you can sense the excitement in my voice. You can use our system completely mobile if you want to, but we also have a completely functioning offline mobile app. And this is really exciting on the iPad for students, because if you're, say, a medical student or out in the field somewhere without internet access, you can still be gathering those artifacts, tying them to key standards. And when you're back online, you can sync up later and have it all pop into your portfolios for you. So it's a pretty exciting piece of functionality we offer our clients.
I'll give you one last question. Can you sum up in just a few words what distinguishes Prüvaloo from other cloud-based ePortfolio solutions?
Sure. I think our big distinguishing factor right now is our focus on a comprehensive solution that keeps the student engaged and at the same time gives the institutions the data that they need.
That's great. Sounds like a great end to our interview. And again, Claudia, I want to thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy day and telling me about your product. Sounds pretty exciting.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to speak with you.
I hope you enjoyed the interview. I know I learned a lot about another very nice sounding ePortfolio system. I invite you to click on the links in my show notes and explore school chapters more. Please stay tuned for the full piece, the Vivaldi Concerto No. 4 in G minor, Winter. Of course, that's from the Four Seasons by the American Baroque Orchestra. Enjoy, and until next time, have a great week.
it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to give Rod feedback. You can leave comments on his blog, send email to rod@rodspulsepodcast.com, or leave audio feedback on his comment line at 610-616-2199. The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Murray, and does not represent the official viewpoint of the University of the Sciences or any other institution or company.